The views expressed on the Buckmaster Radio program are not necessarily the views of Bill Buckmaster Communications, LLC, or its sponsors.
Hi, it's John, engineering and producing the show on the other side of the glass, and together we welcome you to Buckmaster on this Monday, the 23rd of September, 2019. It's the first week of autumn. Today's the first day of autumn, and looks like we could be getting a significant, what the weather called, a significant rain event starting about midnight and continuing into maybe mid-morning. Already the central part of Arizona, up in the Phoenix area, Apache Junction, places like that, were just really hammered today, but our big event is going to be coming later today. You're listening to 1030 Tucson's Voice for trusted local news and talk. We've got our worldwide live listening on my website, buckmastershow.com and kvoi.com. Podcasts available 24/7, buckmastershow.com. The live line number 2-790-2040. The Monday Political Face-Off today features our commentators, John Munger, Tucson attorney, former president of the Arizona Board of Regents, and one-time Republican candidate for Arizona governor, Jeff Rogers, Tucson attorney, former chair of the Pima County Democratic Party. Gentlemen, I hope you had a great weekend. John, how about
Wonderful weekend. Just a terrific weekend.
Jeff, how about you?
Nice weekend. The mornings and the evenings are starting to get very comfortable.
Oh, it's wonderful.
Still a little unseasonably hot during the middle of the day.
Big puffy white clouds out there right now, which are kind of the remnants of that very low-grade Hurricane Lorena, which dissipated over the weekend along the coast.
But it's only
nearby.
84 or so degrees out there.
It's really
there.
Nice.
It's not bad.
Through Saturday, you still have time to get over to Moe's. Of course, our Monday Political Face-Off presented by Moe's Gallery and Fine Framing. They are still showing and selling my collection of some beautiful old prints and maps, a lot of them 150 years old, from around the world, 24 pieces, all reasonably priced under $300. 100% of the proceeds from the sale, my portion anyway, goes to the Friends of Pima Animal Care Center. So please take a look at the sampling of the collection at Moe's Facebook page, but I really hope you'll just stop in. Moe's located north at the corner there of Fort Lowell and Dodge, next to Copenhagen. Okay, before we get to the whistleblower case, let's talk a little bit about something happening locally. Jeff Rogers, we were talking on my Friday roundtable about the fact that there was not a coalition that had come together of various interests in this town to oppose the Proposition 205, the so-called sanctuary city movement. You have written for the pamphlet that will be coming out, you wrote in opposition to 205. I understand you have some news you can tell us about this coalition.
Well, there will be a coalition announcing their opposition to it sometime probably later this week. It will be a wide, diverse array of civic and business groups that are absolutely terrified of what this could do to our city. Even just the financial impact. I mean, there is a law that allows any legislator to basically ask the Attorney General to rule whether or not something like this would be in violation of state law. If Mark Brnovich ruled in that direction, we would lose something like $130 million per year in state shared revenue, to say nothing of what we might lose in federal grants that law enforcement and other parts of our government get on a yearly basis. So $130 million amounts to basically almost a third, 20 to 30% of the discretionary budget of the city of Tucson. We have $1 billion budget, but about half of that is non-discretionary. It's stuff that must be paid for various purposes like pension donations and other things. So this would be financially devastating. It would be like we were repeating the 2007-2008 recession, and we all remember the very difficult questions that the decisions that the mayor and council had to make back in that day. And it's not just the money. I mean, there this thing would forbid cooperation with the federal government unless the federal law enforcement agencies were to sign some kind of an agreement with us. And none of them are going to do that. They're not going to give up their power. So, you know, we would lose things like access to APHIS. That's the fingerprint system that the federal government runs. So if we find some child who's been murdered and there are fingerprints, and we would not have access to that. We would lack access. A lot of people probably don't know this, but a lot of the internet porn, child porn cases, as well as sex trafficking cases, particularly involving children, are started by the Department of Homeland Security, and then they are passed off to local law enforcement agencies like the Tucson Police Department. That too would end. We have a large federal operation that helps cooperates with all of the state groups and city groups in attacking drug and other kinds of crimes. Okay. And we would lose that kind of cooperation as well.
Ms. LaViere, who is against this, who's spearheading this, was on the program a couple of weeks ago, and people can find her interview at buckmastershow.com. She says all of this, what you've been talking about, Jeff, are scare tactics.
Well, I'm a lawyer. She's not. There was a legal analysis done by the city attorney. I agree with his legal analysis that all of these things could come to pass, and probably most of them will come to pass. And I can think that Mark Brnovich would be quite delighted to hammer the city of Tucson with a finding that this violates state law because, you know, after all, most people believe, and I certainly believe, he's setting up himself to run for governor in 2022.
Okay.
And this will be a big thing for him.
John Munger, President Trump reported to have had a phone call with the president of Ukraine in which the president demanded that Ukraine investigate Joe Biden's son, Hunter.
Right.
The call is reported to be part of this whistleblower report that the Trump administration has so far not let, I guess, has not been forwarded to Congress. John Munger, is this much ado about nothing, or is there something to this?
Well, it puts Joe Biden in a terrible situation because, very frankly, his son is a crook. And if they...
was he doing for the government of Ukraine? Briefly put, John.
Well, what Hunter Biden was doing is he'd gotten himself... involved with a company called Bousperine. Yeah, something like that. And that company was an oil company. Joe Biden has no experience in the oil industry at all. No training, no experience. And he was over there while Hunter Biden was working with his company to get contracts from the company or from the country to do this oil deal. Joe Biden was President Obama's emissary to Ukraine to try to stop the corruption in Ukraine, and there was corruption. The Ukraine had a prosecutor who was investigating Hunter Biden and Bousperine, and Joe Biden called up and said to this to the president of Ukraine, you either fire the investigator, the prosecutor, who's prosecuting my son's company and my son, or you're not getting $3 billion of U.S. Money. And Joe Biden has been recorded on tape as saying, and I've seen it a couple of times, saying that within 6 hours, he gave him 6 hours to fire this prosecutor. And lo and behold, the prosecutor was fired and the Ukraine got its money.
Absolutely none of that is true. That's a fairy tale being marketed by the Republican Party right now. None of that is true.
Well,
not one word, John.
I think it is true, and I've seen Joe Biden on videotapes bragging about it.
Wow.
Now, the interesting thing is, as I've told you, President Obama had wanted Ukraine to stop its corruption and had sent Joe Biden there to help stop the corruption, to negotiate stopping the corruption, which Joe Biden interpreted to mean fire the prosecutor that was investigating Hunter Biden's company. President Trump is simply following up on President Obama's preference to have to end the corruption in the Ukraine. And now we have President Trump talking to the Ukraine president. We have somebody who's unknown, is probably a Democrat activist, but we don't know who it is, who didn't hear the conversation, incidentally. He has no direct knowledge. He heard about the conversation. And
he's the alleged whistleblower?
He's the alleged whistleblower. So okay, we don't know who the whistleblower is, and we don't know what he heard. He didn't hear anything. And so all we have is a bunch of hearsay.
Let's hear Jeff's view about this.
Well, we don't know who the whistleblower is because the Republicans are violating the law. The statute that creates this whistleblower immunity says that the whistleblower, if it's found to be credible, then that information shall, that means must, be turned over to the head of the Senate and House Intelligence Committees. That has not been done. So every day that's not been done, they're breaking the law by not turning it over. What appears to have happened here, and we're not going to know the full truth to this until we find out who the whistleblower is and what the complaint was, but Trump is out there admitting to crimes on an hourly basis at the United Nations today. It appears that he's probably violated the Foreign Corrupt Practices Act, that he's probably guilty of bribery or extortion. It looks like what he did was he was withholding $250 million in military aid to the Ukraine, and then he was basically telling the Ukraine president, look, I want you to investigate my political opponent, Joe Biden and his son. Well, the Ukrainians have already said there's nothing there. There's nothing to investigate. There was a corrupt prosecutor who was fired before Joe Biden and Hunter Biden ever got involved in anything in the Ukraine. Ukraine has made that painfully clear. The Wall Street Journal today says that Trump asked, they have information that Trump demanded that the president of Ukraine investigate Biden 8 times during a single call.
Yeah, well, here's the problem.
Eight times. Here's the demanded, basically. Hmm. So we've got, once again, we've got the president of the United States asking a foreign power to interfere within the U.S. elections and weaken one of his potential opponents in advance of the election.
Well,
that is outrageous behavior. Nothing like this has ever occurred in America.
Here's the problem with what...
Can you pick up on it after the break?
Sure.
And I will go right to you with, beginning with, here's the problem. John Munger and Jeff Rogers with us on the Monday Political Face-Off presented by Moe's Gallery and Fine Framing. We'll be back with the Face-Off right after this.
Family-owned Jam Culinary Concepts and its family of restaurants has you covered for your special event. Jam caters anytime, anywhere, any size group, and any type of cuisine. Vero Amore, authentic Neapolitan pizza, and Noble Hops, craft beer, and fine fare are synonymous with quality. Call 954-1468 or log on to jamculinaryconcepts.com. This is Bill Buckmaster encouraging you to fly from Tucson International Airport. When you fly Tucson, you're standing up for Tucson. A new study shows the Tucson Airport Authority's annual economic impact is $7.4 billion, with almost $1 billion of that from visitors flying into the airport. Fly Tucson, and airlines will respond with more flights, bringing more visitors, benefiting all of us. Type in TUS when you book your next flight and fly Tucson. The Regional Transportation Authority has a 35-member Citizens Advisory Committee working to identify transportation priorities for the region and will be seeking public input on those priorities before too long. These priorities will help guide development of an RTA continuation plan. The current RTA plan and half-cent excise tax will continue through June 2026. To sign up for RTA updates, visit rtamobility.com.
Green Things is a family-owned and operated plant nursery serving Tucson since 1970. Open daily at 3384 East River Road, Green Things is chock full of plants and pottery from around the world. Green Things is also now home to Zocalo, featuring fine Mexican and South American imports spread over 5 buildings on the 13-acre Green Things property. For more, visit greenthingsaz.com and zocalovillage.com.
The average person in the USA today takes over 12 prescription medicines each year. And if you are over age 65, it is more than 17 medicines. CredibleMeds.org is a nonprofit organization dedicated to helping inform you and your healthcare providers. Over 30,000 people die each year from reactions to their medicines. Don't be one of those numbers. Be informed and stay safe. Visit CredibleMeds.org today and take control of your healthcare by taking your medicines safely.
The Friends of Pima Animal Care Center is the nonprofit partner to our Pima County Animal Shelter. We grant critically needed resources to PACC so that it can continue the amazing life-saving progress it has made in recent years. Your generosity helps us find homes for abused, neglected, and abandoned animals at PAC. Learn how you can help at friendsofpacc.org.
The Monday Political Face-Off, presented by Moe's Gowrie and Fine Framing, Fort Lowell and Dodge, and at moesgowrie.com. John Munger to my right, and Jeff Rogers to my left. And John, I told you we had to take kind of a hard break there, so now you said the problem with what Jeff was saying is
this. The number one, President Trump says that there was no quid pro quo. The foreign minister of Ukraine said there was no quid pro quo on this telephone call, that Trump didn't, you know, demand this investigation of the Bidens in return for anything. So we have both sides of the conversation saying there was no quid pro quo. And we have this supposed whistleblower who doesn't know because he didn't hear the conversation. And moreover, he is not truly a whistleblower. The whistleblower law that Jeff was referring to is people who are to blow the whistle, who are going to blow the whistle on national security issues. This guy is not, and the head of the intelligence agency has said, this guy is not a whistleblower under that law. And so therefore, he's not even a whistleblower. What's going to happen out of this deal? I invite the Democrats to investigate it, because that's fine. But I will tell you what's going to happen is Joe Biden's going down. And what's going to happen is, there's going to be an investigation in China, because Hunter Biden ended up getting a lot more money from China while Joe Biden was over negotiating with China during when he was vice president. Hunter Biden was over there at the same time negotiating contracts for his company. And now how does that work? And then Joe Biden lied and he said, well, I've never discussed any of these matters with my son. His son says, oh, yes, you did. Now, I can tell you as a father, I discuss all of my children's business affairs for Joe Biden to say, oh, I didn't take any interest in these huge.
Yeah, he said he didn't talk about it with his son.
His son says he did. And and that's not even credible enough, because all fathers discuss this with their children. I mean, that's just what fathers do.
Is it going to matter, Jeff, in the end? Do you think Biden is sort of, I think some of the polls show that
he's dropping like, he's down in Iowa. Look, she's going to win Iowa.
You're talking about Elizabeth Warren. Yeah.
She's going to win Iowa. She's going to win Nevada.
So she has
She's saying. She's got the momentum. She's going to win Nevada.
Is Joe done?
He's done. By the time he gets to South Carolina that he's counting on, she's going to have won Iowa, won New Hampshire, where she's way ahead. She's going to win Nevada. Joe is done. I'm just telling you.
Well, I think it's a little premature to say
Joe's done.
Are
you saying we should stick a fork in
old Joe Biden? He's done.
But let's go back to this whistleblower complaint. This would be easy to figure this all out. All they need to do is release the complaint that the person did, and if it contains anything that's national security protected, well, they just have to release it to the intelligence committees secretly and reveal the identity of the whistleblower.
But it is a national intelligence.
How about
connected.
This? Let's release the recording of the telephone conversations that Trump had with the president of Ukraine. If he didn't do anything wrong, why won't he release
the transcript? You think we'll hear that eventually?
No, you'll never hear that, and here's why not.
Okay.
What national leader is ever going to have a discussion with any U.S. president if he knows that what he says in that conversation is going to be released to the public. That's not the way it works. And what
the way it worked under previous administrations all the time.
When did Obama. When did Obama ever release any
transcripts? Tons of times. They always were candid with the press.
He never
released either transcripts or summaries of what the discussions with foreign leaders were.
I challenge you to tell me
every time
when Obama released transcripts of his telephone conversations with any national leader in another country. That never happened.
Whenever there was any question about anything, they released summaries
at the
very least, and sometimes the recording.
Jeff himself admitted, if this is a national intelligence issue, then it falls under the Whistleblower Act.
Right.
But it's not a national intelligence issue.
How do we know that, John?
Because what you need to do is you need to get this young person, whoever it is.
How do we know they're young?
Well, whoever they are.
We don't know anything.
Why the hell are we taking them seriously when we know one thing? They weren't in on the phone call. They didn't hear the phone call. This is all hearsay.
Wow.
How do we know that, John?
Because he's admitted.
Who's admitted?
The whistleblower has admitted to the press.
Do we know it's a man? Or you?
We don't know who it is.
Okay.
But
he hadn't, the whistleblower hasn't admitted anything to the press, John.
What I'm saying to you, Jeff, is even the press has admitted, and it is clear in the public record that this person wasn't in on the phone call. So what we're going to do is start an investigation of the president.
I'm not sure where this record you're telling me comes from, John. Let me finish this comment.
Okay. You're telling me that we're going to start an investigation of the president of the United States when both he and the person on the other line, the president of the Ukraine, says there was no quid pro quo.
And we're not going to hear the conversation, the tape.
Because the guy that's making the accusations doesn't know what the evidence is. He's hearsay. It's all hearsay.
Okay.
You couldn't indict a ham sandwich? You couldn't even indict somebody with that kind of hearsay.
One thing we do know for sure is that this withheld $250 million in military aid was just recently released from being withheld to the Ukraine. So that's kind of interesting.
And Jeff, before we wrap this up, your comments about, let's go back to John saying that Joe Biden is done.
We've released millions of dollars to the Ukraine over long periods of time. The fact that we just released $250 million more has nothing to do with it. Nope. There was no quid pro quo on this phone call. This is all hearsay. And to say the president of the United States has to be making public his conversations with every foreign leader across the world is ridiculous.
Okay, now I want to
hear Biden is dead.
He is. You think the campaign's just has peaked?
He's not only peaked, he's on the way down.
Okay, now Jeff Rogers.
I think it's way too premature to say that about any of these campaigns. Yeah, I mean, Cory Booker's probably on the way out, as are some of these other people polling at 1% to 5%. But I think it's too soon to say that Biden is done. He's still leading every poll out there. Just to say he's not leading by as much as he was leading.
He's going down.
Yeah, we'll see. We'll see if we see more polls out of Iowa that confirm what that poll told us over the weekend.
Let me ask John something. And John, you've been very adamant that you believe the president will be reelected, correct?
Yes,
you've said that many times on the program. If by chance he is not reelected, how will President Trump be remembered? Do you think people will still rally around
one
him?
One of the all-time great presidents. In my opinion, he's the greatest president since Lincoln.
Who is that?
Trump. Oh. He's the greatest president since Lincoln, with the possible exception of the war leadership abilities of Franklin Roosevelt. He did a great job in World War II. Donald Trump has done everything he promised to do. He's lowered taxes. He's lowered regulations, reduced regulations. He's fighting the Chinese on tariffs. There's no new wars. We don't have any new wars.
So he would be remembered.
He's taking on the North Koreans. He's got the border going the right way. He's controlling the border. We've got
We've
got black unemployment at the lowest rate in history. We've got Hispanic unemployment at the lowest rate in history. We've got lower and middle classes making more money. And the equality gap has been reduced.
So he will be remembered very fondly.
Very positively.
Jeff, what do you think?
I think he will go down in history as being remembered as the most incompetent and reviled human being to occupy that office in the history of the United States. And I think even Republicans, when they get the shellacking they're going to get in the upcoming election, I think they're going to reject all
so
of those.
So those
arguments
that have rallied around him, Jeff, as an ex-president, what happens to him?
I think that they all lick their wounds and go away. I think we're going in for a restructuring of the Republican Party.
We'll see. What the Democrats want is a restructuring and transformation of the United States. And I want the United States improved, but I don't want a transformation of the United States into a socialist state. And that's what all the Democrat programs are talking about. So the Democrats are going to run somebody, and it ain't going to be Joe Biden, and they are going to transform America, and they are going to get hammered in the general election.
All right. We're going to have to take a hard break right there. Jeff Rogers, thanks, Jeff. Have a great week. John Monger, hope you have a great week.
You too.
Moe's Gallery and Fine Framing presents our Monday political face-off. Check out Moe's Gallery and Fine Framing, Fort Lowell and Dodge, and at moesgallery.com. If you get a chance, stop by before the end of business on Saturday and check out the collection I have put up over there of my old maps and some beautiful prints as well. And the 100% of the proceeds on my end will go to the Friends of Pima Animal Care. We'll be right back. Noble Hops is Tucson's original gastro pub, serving an impressive menu of craft beer and fine fare. Choose from more than 175 beers from around the world, plus wine and a full bar. Enjoy delicious soups, salads, burgers, sandwiches, hearty entrees, and more. Craft beer, fine fare, great service, and stunning views. Noble Hops, perfect for lunch, dinner, happy hour, late night, and any time in between. Open daily at La Cañada and Lambert Lane in Oro Valley.
Hey, it's Matt Russell from The Buckmaster Show.
And this is Ryan Hansen from Bon Voyage Travel.
I am so pumped to be partnering with Bon Voyage on my next culinary and cocktail cruise.
This is definitely a cruise for foodies as you experience the Mediterranean on Celebrity Cruises.
And the private excursions that your team has arranged for us? I mean, come on, an Ouzo distillery tour in Greece? A food and wine day on Malta?
We'll handle everything, so all you and your guests need to do is eat, drink, and be happy.
Go to bvtravel.com/Matt Russell to learn more.
As a small business owner, I appreciate the services of a top-notch certified public accountant. That's why Michael C. Flowers of Flowers, Rieger & Associates is the CPA firm of the Buckmaster Show. Michael's a former Small Business Leader of the Year in Tucson. He'll professionally handle all of your accounting needs and tax preparation services. Flowers, Rieger & Associates, 6125 East Grant Road, and on the web, flowersrieger.com.
Vets working hard to save wildlife covered in cactus spines. A skunk left for dead, miraculously saved by a caring citizen. Those are just a couple of the headlines from the nonprofit Tucson Animal Rescue Center, where thousands of animals are cared for each year at its state-of-the-art Far East Side Tucson facility. Rescue, rehab, and release. The Tucson Wildlife Center, saving wildlife for more than two decades. Donate online at TucsonWildlife.com or call 290-WILD.
The Green Valley News and Sarita Sun cover two of Arizona's most desirable communities. The newspapers reach more than 75% of the communities each week, with a combined population of more than 50,000. The Green Valley News also publishes a dozen magazines each year, and both newspapers publish up-to-the-minute local news online at gvnews.com. The Green Valley News and Sarita Sun, it's all right here.
At Sierra Tucson, we see miracles of healing every day. We are honored to be an international premier treatment center right here in Southern Arizona. Our comprehensive, evidence-based programs focus on addiction recovery, mood and anxiety disorders, trauma recovery, including PTSD, pain recovery, and co-occurring disorders. Learn more at SierraTucson.com. or call us at 800-842-4487. We work with most insurance payers.
10:30 Tucson's trusted news talk session. Had a very spirited half hour to start the program here with John Munger and Jeff Rogers. Thanks to both of them. This portion of the Buckmaster Show presented by Silver City in Grant County, New Mexico. Only a 3-hour drive from Tucson. This is a pretty time of year over there. It is the beginning of fall and very nice over there. 77 degrees during the noon hour. Very pleasant. Fall has arrived in the Gila National Wilderness. I would suggest starting with the website Southwest New Mexico, spelled out southwestnewmexico.org, O-R-G. There you will find ideas about things to do and some great places to stay. And again, only about a 3-hour drive, and it is considerably cooler because of that elevation over there of anywhere from 5,000 to 7,000 feet. David Safir is one of our 24 or so fine contributors to this program. I'm always so honored to have all of them taking part in my program. I think it adds a lot because they're outstanding people who contribute in different areas of expertise. And David certainly has expertise, being a former educator, and he writes about education at TucsonWeekly.com in the section they call The Range. And it's appropriately enough titled that way, David, because everything pretty much from A to Z is on the table.
Absolutely. Whatever is up in Tucson, both in terms of entertainment and culture and politics, you can find it on The Range. And if it's not on The Range, you'll either find it in the weekly that you can get on newsstands or the weekly website that The Range is part of.
It's always good to see you, by the way.
Good seeing you too, Bill.
And I know you were hearing a little bit of our face-off today, and you're a political guy, and I think this was kind of the quintessential political face-off because you had Mr. Munger over here on my right saying that Donald Trump is
the greatest president since Abraham Lincoln.
And you had Jeff Rogers seated to my left saying that Donald Trump is
probably the worst president in our history. And I have to say that I lean just a little bit more towards what Jeff Rogers said, a whole lot more, as a matter of fact. My jaw dropped when John Munger said that he's got a right to his own ambition.
Sure
he's an intelligent, knowledgeable guy. Yeah. But I think...
Yeah. Well, that's kind of why we do, though, the face-off, because there's room there. Folks can take what they want away from it.
And those two are good battlers. They both hold their own very well.
Knowledgeable. They really are very, very knowledgeable guys. Arizona is 2019 worst state for teachers. This is a Wallet Hub study that just came out today. And, David, I wanted to get your reaction right off the top on this one.
Well, it says exactly what we know, that in terms of teaching conditions, in terms of teaching salary, in terms of, I can't remember all the pieces in there, the number of students per classroom, you name it.
Quality of school system, public teacher ratio, public school spending per student, teachers' income growth potential, tenure change in teacher salaries, on and on. So this
we're either at or near the bottom in all of those things, which shows that for all the fact that Red for Ed helped us make some progress, if you are in a hole that's 10 feet deeper than anybody else and you climb 5 feet out, you're still 5 feet deeper than anyone else. And Arizona has a long way to go, even to get to 2008 before the recession. And I was writing about education here in 2008. And at that time, we were one of the lowest, if not the lowest, in terms of the amount we spend on education per child. So it just tells us once again what we need to know about education. And also, you know, basic economics will tell you that if you want enough employees, you have to pay them reasonably and give good working conditions. Well, if the pay is low and the working conditions are not good, you're not going to get enough people. And Arizona does not have enough teachers, especially not enough credentialed teachers.
So there were 23 key metrics, and there was a couple of positives. I don't know what you make of this. We were 25th, which puts us, well, right smack in the middle. They did include, by the way, the District of Columbia, so there were 51 different states and the district to look at. What do you make of that one, 25th, David Safir, for teachers' income growth potential? I don't know if that has something to do with the fact that we have been giving our teachers of late more money.
Maybe. I don't know. Wallet Hub tends to be very economically based, and I'm not sure exactly the criterion there. But if, you know, if we were at one place that was abysmally low a couple of years ago, and now we've gone up 10% and 5% are going to go up another 5%. That is an increase, but once again, it's an increase that still has us 5 feet below everybody else. So those are two different metrics. Bottom line is we don't pay our teachers enough, we don't respect our teachers enough, and we don't give them working conditions that make their lives always stressful. I taught for 31 years. I didn't know until I was out of teaching for 2 years how constantly there was an internal stress, not in a bad sense, but an internal stress in teaching. You can't make that greater without driving people out of the profession.
The big issue now, and you've written so much about Tucson Unified School District, the big pressing issue in the district is this family life curriculum, also known, I guess, as sex ed.
Right, and it is a powder keg.
It really is.
Anybody who's following the board meetings have gotten back to, well, if people remember in, I think it was 2011, when Mexican-American studies was a big issue, and we had all kinds of yelling and screaming and contrary views and unbelievably long meetings and heartbreak and heartache, we've got this again over the sex education curriculum. And it's important to understand what's going on here. First of all, just the facts. The facts are that 3 years ago, TUSD empaneled a committee to look at the current sexual education curriculum and see what they feel needs to be changed, what they feel needs to be updated. And change and updated they did to make it, as in their terms, and I agree with them, as medically and scientifically accurate as possible and as inclusive as possible. In other words, inclusive of all the students in terms of their basic sexual tendencies,
preferences,
yeah, tendencies, whatever you call it. I think people in the gay community will not use preference because they believe it's more of a biological than a choice thing.
Okay.
But anyway, to include all those factors, well, it shouldn't surprise anybody that there's a conservative movement that believes that these things should not be taught to children. And so they have come out in force. Now, a couple of things that are interesting that have to be known. One, this is an opt-in program. In other words, no child will be in any of the sex education courses or the times when it's being taught unless the parents actively say, I allow my child to be in there.
So that's a really good point. This is not a mandatory program for every student.
It's even more than not a mandatory. If it was opt out, a parent could miss a notification and then their kid is in this program they don't want their kid to be in, and that's awful. But this is opt-in. In other words, you actively have to say, I want my child there.
Yeah.
So anybody who doesn't, who complains about it, can vote with their children's feet and have their children not be around or not be in the class where that's being taught. And that's absolutely essential. You're not protecting your child from certain information. You're trying to deny other people from having information that many people believe is valuable, if not vital, to kids growing up. And the other thing that's really important to know, and this I didn't realize until I started digging down into it, and still we got an incredibly good article in the Star on Sunday, is that this really isn't a Tucson-led movement against the family life curriculum.
It's coming out of Maricopa County.
As always. And I know I mentioned Mexican-American studies. The program was here in TUSD. It had been around for decades, but Maricopa County, the legislators, put together laws, and the two superintendents of public instruction at that time put together a campaign against a TUSD program and created the problem. Well, here, this is something where they're changing a curriculum, and certainly there are going to be people in Tucson who object to it. There will in any community. But coming out of Gilbert, Arizona, and coming out of the Capitol, you know, out of the House of the people in the House and the Senate who are Republicans, this is being ginned up, being made more of a controversy than it would be otherwise.
They have a video they've been circulating?
Yeah. The video, I had watched a short version of the video the other day. There's a video of the meeting that they held up in Gilbert, which was astounding to me to watch, but they only had a 5-minute version. Here, I watched a 10-minute version today, and it is a combination of things that are true and things that aren't true of TUSD and things that don't have a factual basis, any number of things thrown together, which were put together by the Gilbert organization. The woman who's the head of it said during this meeting, we saw this thing happening, so we put together an organization and we put together a video and put it out far and wide. Even more than that, and this is really relevant in terms of the last meeting, they put out a flyer in Spanish, talking about all the terrible things that are going to be going on in the sex education class, all the things that they say are terrible. And again, it's a mix of fact and fiction, this flyer, which is in the Star in the Sunday edition. And they sent it out all over the place. And then another group, evangelical, I believe, okay, Christian group, which is Hispanic-based, sent out emails all over the place. So when you go to the last meeting, the last board meeting, and you look at the video, which is up on TUSD website, you'll see that most of the people who are criticizing, complaining about the program are Hispanic, and most of them come from these churches, which were brought into this by all the information that was given to them. Nothing wrong with doing that, but it's important to know that that's what's going on.
Well, we do need to take a break, but I don't want to hold Ingrid on the phone through the break. So go ahead, Ingrid.
You're still teaching anatomy, physiology, and human health as regards infections and diseases that people get and so forth. That's not going to be removed, right? Is that correct?
I have to say that I don't know the curriculum in and out. I don't think there are going to be things that are removed. I'll tell you something else that won't be removed.
And then now you're saying that, you have to opt in.
Correct.
What are the students whose parents are not opting them in going to be taught?
TUSD is right now, I believe, based on the last meeting, putting together a curriculum for those kids which will be compatible with the views of others by having less specific information about sexuality, about sexual behavior, about things of this nature. And we don't know quite what that is yet because I believe that's still being worked on.
All right, we're going to take our break right here. There's so much more to talk about, including folks have been going after some of the group we've been talking about, Maricopa County, going after Kathy Hoffman, correct?
Yeah, absolutely. The superintendent of public instruction. She is our current target for Republican ire.
All right. We'll hear about that after we take the break on Buckmaster on 1030, The Voice, Trusted News Talk. Be right back.
Vero Amore is Tucson's only certified authentic Neapolitan wood-fired pizza, where every flavorful pizza, pasta, panini, and salad is homemade using the finest local and imported ingredients. Vero Amore, Plaza Palomino and on Dove Mountain Boulevard in Marana, plus a full catering menu and mobile pizza truck for parties and events. Vero Amore on the web at veroamore.com.
Let's say you need an honest roofer. Where do you start? Better Business Bureau of Southern Arizona has more than 3,200 accredited businesses ready to help and committed to doing things right. Next time you need a trusted mechanic, plumber, AC company, or florist, go to our website, bbb.org. Or call us at 520-888-6161. Better Business Bureau of Southern Arizona. We are here to help you find local companies you can trust.
Buckmaster Show listeners know about my love of travel and flying from Tucson International Airport. I know you value your time and money, so it makes sense to fly Tucson with nearly 60 daily nonstop flights to major hub airports. If you're flying to another airport to take a nonstop flight, you're still making a connection and spending 4 hours on the road traveling to that other airport. That's why I fly Tucson and encourage you to do the same.
This is Moore Mosgallery and Fine Framing.
And this is Bill Buckmaster. For several decades now, Mo has been my go-to expert for all my framing needs and bathroom mirrors. I trust Mo for service, professionalism, and top-of-the-line quality.
Thanks, Bill. Give us a call at 795-8226 and stop by Mo's Gallery and Fine Framing on the southwest corner of Fort Lowell and Dodge, right next to Copenhagen, and on the web at mosgallery.com.
The Regional Transportation Authority's 20-year transportation plan is funded through June 2026 by a special taxing district, which is a state-established political subdivision within Pima County. The RTA plan and half-cent excise tax were voter-approved in May 2006, and the tax is collected within the district. More about RTA Citizens Advisory Committee's efforts to develop an RTA continuation plan at rtamobility.com.
Are you happy with the news you get? While not all news is good news, you know good reporting when you see it. Check TucsonSentinel.com every day for breaking news and investigative reports. Have your say in the comments. It's all in TucsonSentinel.com, your local independent nonprofit news. You can rely on TucsonSentinel.com for solid reporting about immigration, Tucson and Pima politics, everything from the border to baseball. It's independent news without the spin. TucsonSentinel.com. We are watching Tucson.
Green Things. I love that place. The rose bush that I bought there a couple of weeks ago, doing very well. Green Things, located at 3384 East River Road. You can enter right there on the River Road side. They're kind of their new entrance. Takes you into that 13-acre site, chock full of plants. But here's the good news. Zocalo is there, too. All that great merchandise, much of it handcrafted, some beautiful things, Mexico, Latin America, Europe, beautiful items, part of what they call Zocalo Village, so which has five standalone shops in Zocalo Village. So it's a destination in itself, Green Things, their website, greenthingsaz.com or zocalovillage.com. And you can really have a lot of fun over at Green Things. David Safir is here. We're talking about the TUSD family life curriculum, i.e. sex education. David, why don't we, before we talk about the schools, state school superintendent, Kathy Hoffman, why don't we take this call from Chuck. Chuck, go ahead.
Thank you very much. Yes, my question is, why did TUSD send out an email supporting students walking out of their classroom to support climate change?
Okay, it's kind of off topic. David, we're talking about sex ed, but maybe David has something to say about this.
I haven't followed that, but I did follow the whole climate change event, which had millions of people, many of them youth, many of them high school youth around the world. And sometimes TUSD will do something which is yielding to the inevitable, and whether they agree with it or not, if they know students are going to be walking out all over the city, they figure it's better to do this in a way that's more organized than have kids literally stand up and walk out of class and having all kinds of problems like that. I can understand disagreeing with that, but sometimes this is part of the situation. Happened all over the country, by the way. In New York, certainly, they talked about it, and many other cities have said that it's okay to go to these events.
Dr. Trujillo, Gabriel Trujillo, comes on the program every other month. We get the superintendent's update, and he was talking about this whole sex ed, family life curriculum. He talked at length here on the show, David Safir, about abstinence.
Yeah, abstinence obviously is abstaining from any sexual relations. And as anybody knows, obviously, if you abstain from sexual relations, you're not going to get pregnant. You're not going to get sexually transmitted diseases. That has always been the core, if not the whole, of the sex education in terms of children's sexuality. And now it's adding things about various forms of birth control and safe sex and things of this nature. However, it's important to know that it's not removing abstinence, and they will say abstinence is the 100% guaranteed way to prevent pregnancy and STDs. However, if you are going to indulge in sexual activity, and they give the students at a certain age, I don't know exactly when it starts, but around high school age, information about birth control.
David, what is going on with our state superintendent of public instruction, Kathy Hoffman? Why is she now a target in all of this?
She's a target on this subject and other subjects as well, but it's not the subject so much. This is a matter of the Republicans looking for someone who can be the face of Democrats for the next election. Now, to give you a national example, I think everybody knows the name Nancy Pelosi. And Nancy Pelosi is much respected by Democrats, but she's the Wicked Witch of the West for Republicans. And they do everything possible to demean her and to make her look evil. And then everybody is allied with Nancy Pelosi, so that makes them as awful as she is. And people who have been following recently know that a young woman, Representative Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, I'll tell you, if she got a dollar for every time she was mentioned on Fox, she would be a rich woman by now, because they love to use her for that. Well, Kathy Hoffman is getting the same kind of treatment here, both because they don't like what she is, what she stands for in a lot of education. She is an educator, and she stands strongly and proudly for education. Other things they don't like, but more important, they haven't had a Democratic state office holder in how many years?
A long time.
Janet Napolitano, I guess.
It's been a long time.
And now all of a sudden they have not only one, but two. They also have Katie Hobbs. Is that, do I have that name
Secretary
right?
Secretary of State, yes.
So that's two Democrats.
Hobbs.
And there are more Democrats in the legislature, in the House and Senate. So they're worried about that, and they need to somehow create an anti-Democrat face. And she's the face of that. They're going to use sex education, by the way. They've made it very clear. A few people who were at that meeting I mentioned at Gilbert, a few state legislators, and others who have talked about this, that they really want to make Democrats the face of, and I'm going to put this in big old air quotes, sexual immorality. Mm-hmm. Sex education equals sexual immorality. And they want Kathy Hoffman to be the face of that, even though she isn't involved in any way in what's going on in TUSD.
And they've labeled her a radical.
Absolutely. She's a radical. But it's not only sex ed. That's only come fairly recently. The voucher program, which they're very much for, they set her up or something to make her look like she was anti-vouchers. A private school just across the border in, I believe, New Mexico from the Navajo
Nation
in Arizona had a private school there that advertised basically for kids to use their vouchers. And I think 10 Navajo children did. When that was found out by the Department of Education, by Kathy Hoffman and others, they said, you can't do that. And all of a sudden, the Republicans were livid. You're trying to take away the education from these kids. Well, they were told they could go there in a way that was meant to set up the Department of Education and make it look like, to extend this, they've got to allow out-of-state use of the mm-hmm. voucher money. They want more people to have more vouchers. So what was finally figured out was that they would say these kids could go this year and another year using the vouchers, but not beyond that. Well, that's only one of a number of things that they're going after Kathy Hoffman on. You're going to look for her name and look for sex ed as you're looking at the 2020 election.
All right, David Safir, we'll look for your work at TucsonWeekly.com in the column that's known as The Range. It's very prominently featured there. When you go to TucsonWeekly.com, The Range is pretty much right there on the first thing that pops up on the homepage. Thank you, David.
Thank you, Bill.
It's going to do it for the Buckmaster Show. We're off and running on the first week of fall here on Buckmaster. On behalf of John Couch, David Safir, and me, Bill Buckmaster, have a great afternoon and evening.